Okay, today is Daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Ayin Amud Beis. We are by the second to bottom line, where it says Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Uba Aaron el Ol Moed, and Aaron came to the Ol Moed. Lama Huba, why did he come to the Ol Moed? And the answer is, Lahotzi Esakaf V'yatamachta. To take out the pan and the two different pans that were sitting on the floor of the Kodesh Kedashim that he had used for the Ketores. Okay? In other words, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went into the Kodesh Kedashim four times. Four times he went in. Twice to do blood sprinkling, par, sa'ir. Once to do the Ketores. And once to take the Ketores, the pan out. Okay? Just went in to take it out. The Chizkuni asks, in the Parsha, in the Achrimos, why couldn't you leave it in there and take it out next year? Let it sit there the whole year. And the next year, when he goes in, bring a new pan, take the old one out. And the answer is, it's a bazillion to let it sit there all year. But it's an interesting question. I don't know if people realize, he went into the Kodesh Kedashim just to take the pan out. And the Meiri says, he couldn't take it out after he put the Ketores on, because it wasn't finished burning. So he has to sit there and wait. He can't sit there. So he had no choice. He had to leave it there, go do other stuff, and then come back. Now.
Why does it sound so difficult to you?
No, it's not difficult at all.
No.
What?
Make a mess with it.
It's not difficult at all. But because of this, because he has to go back in just to get the pin out, he has to go to the mikveh again, put on Big Day Lavan again, just for this. In other words, we're going to see today the Kohen Gadol only wore Big Day Lavan twice on Yom Kippur. Once, he did everything, and then once, just take the pan out. Right? So everything that was done till Daf Ayin and this Masechta, the par, the seir, the par, the tiget, the ketores, that was all done in one period of white. Then, he had to go to the mikvah, change it to the gold, do other stuff, change out of the gold into the white, just to go in to get the pan, come back out, and then do more gold. Right? So when he woke up in the morning, he put on gold. What did he do when he put on gold the first time? What did he do? He did morning things. The tamid, the menorah, the regular ketores, all the morning things. Once he finished all that, he changed to the white, go to the mikveh, wash his hands twice, and do all the ma'aseh Yom Kippur then. Then, change out of the white, back into the gold. So now what did he do? Into gold. That's going to be the discussion right now. There had to have been a third switching, because if there isn't a third switching, you won't have five switchings. Right? Because if he's still wearing the white, and he's hanging around, he can go back in, he doesn't have to change. Go take the pan out. So it had to have been the third one. What's this third one? What is he busy with in the third one? That's going to be the focus of today's daf. So, now, why did he have to go to the mikveh five times? Where's it written that he had to go five times? It's not written anywhere.
Every change he has to go.
Well, but how do we know that it was five times? It's not written anywhere. It's a tradition, right? Shekol haparsha kula nemra ala seder. The whole parsha is written in order. Chutz mi pasuk zeh, except for this pasuk, right? Because in other words, what does that mean? Because the pasuk says. The pasuk says that he took the pan out of the Kodesh Kedashim before it says what other things that he did. It's out of order. First he did other things. What are those other things? We'll see in a minute. Then he took the pan out. So it's not in order. It's out of order. My taima, why not? Why? Because I'm Rav Chista, Gamiri. We have a tradition. Chamesh Tevilos, five mikvahs, Vasara Kiddushin, and ten washings of the hand and feet. Every time you went to the mikvah, you washed before and after. Tovel, Kohen, Gadol, Umekadesh, Bobayom. It was five mikvahs and ten washing of hands and feet. Where do you get that from? It's a tradition. Has to be like that? Yeah, it had to be like that. How do we know? It's a gemiri, it's a tradition.
That's a gemiri, it's a process of elimination.
No. That's not written anywhere.
You said five times and you did it. Every time you got into another.
I know, but why does it have to be five times?
We had to start with gold.
That's for sure. Then the white.
Then the white.
Now, the switching to the gold is the problem.
Well, we don't know what he's doing yet.
Oh, so, V'i amarta kisidron ksivi, If you're telling me that it was written in order, then lo mishkachas lo elo shalosh tevilos v'shisha kiddushin. Then he's only going to the mikveh three times. Gold, white, gold. That's it. Obviously, there's another gold stuck in, which forced him to go to the mikveh again. Then another white to get the pan out, and then another gold to finish off the day. If not for the third one's the key. If not for the third one, maybe three. Wake up in the morning, do the morning avodah, switch to the white, do all the Yom Kippur, including removing the pan, and then go back to the gold and finish off the rest of the day. Right? Now, Rav Zeri asked a question. What was done in the third time? So Maskeflor of Zera. If you look at the Psukim, what it seems to say is what was done then is the aisle ha'am, and burning of the inner chatas. Why? Because it says Uba Aaron al Olamoid, and Aaron would come to the Olamoid. This is Pasuk Chav Gimel in that first parsha of Achimos, and it says that he would remove the pan. The next pasuk says V'rachat Shas Pesar B'Mayim, go to the mikvah, and then he would be busy for also as Olaso as Olas Ha'am, the Olas V'Chiver Ba'Do Ba'Ra'am, and then V'Chetzchel Rachat as Yakhtam as Becha, and he would burn the inner chatos, which is not even done in the base of Mikdash anyway. It's done because he would do that. So Maskeflor Abzera, V'Dilma maybe Masikle B'Seir Hanase Bachutz. Maybe what took place now was the Seir Hanase Bachutz, which is one of the Musafs. Why is it better to say that? Because that is not written in Parshas Achrimos. That's only in Pinchas. So you don't even have to mess up the order of the Parsha. There's something missing from the Parsha in Achrimos. This carbon. So this carbon, you can put it any way you want. It's not even in there. So let's, says Reb Zera, it's much better to say that's what was done in the third time, because then I don't have to mess anything up. That's done number three. Then he had to go back into the Kodesh Gun, take out the pan, and then the order continues as good. It's not even out of order now. Nothing's out of order. It's much better this way. See that, Kasha? The reason is because it's not written in Parshas Achrimos. In Parshas Pinchas it says, Ayel Echad, right? Whatever. So it's not written in Achrimos, that's the key. It's not written in Achrimos, so we don't have to say the Parsha's out of order. We don't have to say that. So Amar Abaya, no, we can't say that. Amar Kra, it says in Pasuk Chav Dalid, V'yatza V'asa Es Olaso. He would go out and do the Ola. Mi'itzias Rishona Avid Elo V'el Ha'am. After he went out the first time, that's when he would do it. Meaning, it's out of order. After he went out of the Kodesh Kodashim the first time, meaning, number three. We can't say it's something from Parshas Pinchas, because the Pasuk doesn't let you say that. Right? Rashi says, V'dzu Yitzia Rishona. It's the first time he left. Hamur B'Parsha. Hilkach Al-Karchach. But has to be. Mikame Hatzos Kafu Machta. Before he took out the pin, Ovid Lehu Batzvav Saka Shebeneim Lavodas Hayom. He did something else. What did he do? Number three is Ayel V'Ayel Ha'am. And the burning of the inner chatas. It had to be like that. Rava Amar. Rava gives a different explanation why it had to be Parshas Achrimos is out of order. Amar Kra, because it says that he would go to the Ol Moed, right? And then it says, Upash, this is the second time. Upashat as Bigdei Habad. And he would take off the white clothing. Asher Lavash, that he was wearing, which is extra words. Ubavo El HaKodesh, V'hinicham Sham. When he comes out, he leaves him there. So it says Rava, Upashat as Bigdei Habad. Shane Talmud Lomer Asher Lavash, right? He doesn't have to say the ones he was wearing. Klum Adam Poshe Elamash Lavash. Don't you only take off what you're wearing? If you're not wearing it, you can't take it off. Elamat Talmud Lomer Asher Lavash. What it means is Shalavash Kfar, that he already wore them one time, which means it can't be one long period of wearing. It has to mean he wore them, he changed into something else, and then he wore them again. So when he changed it to something else, what was he doing? It's out of order. Okay? So therefore, everyone holds it's out of order. Okay?
The Mishnah already gave us the answer to that.
That what?
She says white clothing.
Correct. Correct. Now, I tell you the honest truth. I'm not 100% sure what this next question is. Maskif la rabba bar bar shila. Ve'ema demasik le b'se'ir ha'nase b'chutz. That's the exact same question as Reb Zera. V'dilma masik le b'se'ir ha'nase b'chutz. It's the exact same question. So I'm not sure why he's asking it again. I'm not sure.
It's well, one's a how, one's a seir.
No. They're both the same thing. B'se'ir ha'nase, same three words. B'se'ir ha'nase b'chutz. B'se'ir ha'nase b'chutz. I'm not sure what how this is different. It's the exact same question. In other words, what he's asking is, maybe something else was number three. Everyone agrees that number three had to exist, otherwise you wouldn't have five. You had to have a white, then switch to gold, then switch back to white. What was done in the number three? So we said it's the aisle. The Gemara asked, well, maybe it's something else, the seer. No, it can't be the seer. Then he asked, well, maybe it's the seer. Like, we just asked that. So I'm not 100% sure what this question is. Anyway, haksiv v'yatza v'asa. Which means, again, he went out and we came back in, which means that it's like a different period of going out, going in, and therefore, there had to be something in between, and it couldn't have been the Seir from Parshas Pinchas. Fine? Now, v'chala parsha kula nemra al ha-seder, is that even true? That this whole parsha of Achrimos is written in order? Is that true? V'akroik, see if it says, v'yeschelev ha-chatos Yaktir hamizbecha, that's pasuk chaf hei, which means the burning, the emurim of the par and the seir, v'hadar and pasuk chaf zayin. Two pasukim later, it says v'es par hachatos v'es v'seir hachatos are burned. V'ilu anantanan, but we had a mission that said on Shabbos, haroes kohen gadol kishu kore. If you're watching the kohen gadol when he's leaning. Ain't a row of power of the seir and the suffin. You cannot watch the power of the seir getting burnt. Why not? Because it's happening at the same time. Right? So what do you see from here? That the serefa of the power and the seir were at the end of the day. Right? The ilu emure chatos basar hachi magdalei. But the emure chatos have already been burnt. So it's out of order. So the Gemara answers, Ema. Chutz mi pasuk zev ve'elech. Yeah, from this pasuk and from this pasuk and on, it's out of order. The whole thing is out of order once we get to this pasuk. What kind of Torah is this? Right, things are out of order. So the Ramban already explains because the Torah wanted to finish up the story. First, you finish up whatever it's finishing up, and then it'll go out of order and finish up the other part. So first, it's dealing with the inside, and then it'll go to the outside, even though it was out of order. That's fine. Why are we saying that the pasuk is wrong? That the pasuk is out of order? Maybe the Mishnayos is out of order. Maybe the Mishnayos had it wrong. And the traditions may be wrong. Why are we saying the pasuk is out of order? Maybe our understanding is wrong. It's not true. Amar Kra, Abamar Baya, Amar Kra, it says, V'hamish aleach, which is pasuk chavav, it says V'hamishaleach says Seir La'azazel, Yichavish Begadav, right? V'hasoreif. And the next passage, two pesukim later, V'hasoreif Sosam, whoever burns them. Whoever sends it off the cliff, and whoever burns the fats, has to go to the mikvah. Ma mishaleach d'meikara. But that happened already. That happened back in Pasuk Chav Beis, where it says, V'nosa Seir Olavis Kolavonim, V'shilach Es Haseir. So when it says later on, the guy who sent it off, it's out of order. Because it says that someone threw the animal off the cliff. Then it says, and by the way, the Kohen Gadol went back into the Kodesh Kedoshim to get the pit. Oh, and the other way, the guy who threw it off the cliff, he's Tomei. It's out of order. Afaso Reif to Meikara. So through the whole thing is out of order. So the Gemara says, Adrab, just the opposite. Ma so Reif, Tahashta, Af, Hamishaleach, Tahashta. Maybe it's not out of order, but it is. Hamishaleach to Meikara, Mashma. But we already said him 5 seconds earlier that someone threw it off the cliff. It can't be in order. Rava Amar, Rava says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Yamod Chai, that the animal has to stand alive, right? We said that the Azazel has to be alive while the Seir Lashem is being shechted. That's in the beginning of the parsha. Ad Masai Hezakuk Lamod Chai, how long does it have to stay alive for? Ad Shas Kapara, until you shecht and sprinkle the dam of the Seir Lashem. V'imish l'ishas kapara. When is that? V'shas matan daman v'sulo. V'shas matan daman and sulo. Until the time the blood is sprinkled, not more than that. As long as the blood is sprinkled, and not more than that. When is that? That's at the spot when the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing his white begadim for the first time, when all the inner avodah is taking place. Therefore, right? The Soref is also talking about that time, and you see the pasuk is out of order. And that ends that very, very difficult Gemara. The best I can tell you. And the rest of the daf is pretty much a gadot. It was very hard Gemara. That was very hard. Okay. Osi Mishaleach, the guy who threw the animal off the cliff, walking down the street, Matzo Bashuk, the Kohen Gadol. He bumps into the Kohen Gadol. Amalo, so he tells him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichusecha. We did your bidding. We threw it off the cliff. Matzo Bebeso, if he found the Kohen Gadol in his house, Amalo, you told him, Mechaye Chayim, the life of life.
This is on Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur.
He couldn't have left the place.
Why?
The guy who took
had
to stay in the last
month. Oh, so it was after Yom Kippur? Matzah Yom Kippur. Comes Matzah Yom Kippur, he gets a ride back to town. He's sitting, meets the Kohen Gadol. And Kohen Gadol's already looking for a little of an esrog. He meets him in the shuk, right? Or he meets him at home. He tells us something different. He says, we did your shlichus. Amar Rabba, ki miftei rabbanim mehadadi mipumpadisa, amar yachi. When the rabbanim and pumpadisa would leave each other, they would say, it's such a nice thing. Mechai chayim, the life of life, yitin lecha chayim aruchim v'tovim umusukanim, should give you long life and proper life. So it says in the pasuk, it's halech lefnei Hashem, ba'artzos hachayim. I will walk in the way in front of Hashem, ba'artzos hachayim. In the path of life. Amar Yehuda, zeh makom shivakim. That's in the street. Ki orech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifulach. Right? Ki orech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom. So v'chiyesh shalom shal chayim v'yesh shalom she'enosh shal chayim. What do you mean shnos chayim? You have years of not life? Amar Rabbi Elazar, elu shnos of shal adam. Those are the years of a person hametapechos olav that it switches over me'ra'a l'tova. From death, from bad to good. What does that mean? It says Rashi, third to bottom line. Misha haya oni bialduso. If someone's a poor man when he was young, v'nase ashir le'ez ziknoso, and he becomes rich later in life. Domolo ki'ilu achshav nase chai mitoch misa. It's as if he had misa, now he has chayim. That's all. Okay. Aleichem, back to the Gemara, Aleichem Ishim Ekra, Amri Brechya, Eil Tamidah Chachamim, Shedomen Lenashim, they're like women, meaning they're weak, because women are generally weaker than men, and Tamidah Chachamim are weaker than some guy who's schlepping things all day long, it's just the nature. V'osin Gvura Ka'anashim, yet, they have a lot of Gvura. Why is a lot of Gvura? Because they've battled the Yetahara. V'amri Brechya, listen to this. Somebody wishes, I wish I could donate wine to the Beis HaMikdash. Wish I could do that. Can't do that. So you know what? Donate some wine to the Talmud Chacham. You could do that. It's just as good. Why is it just as good? What does that even mean? So the Ein Yaakov says an unbelievable thing. He says that when they would pour wine in the Beis HaMikdash, it would cause, listen to this, it would cause the Leviim to sing Shira. You bring wine to the Talmud Chacham, it will cause him to sing Shira. Look at someone brought me this beautiful bottle of wine. It's a very nice thing. It causes a big Shira. And you want to get a Shira in the world? Bring wine to Talmud Chacham. Don't bring wine to an Amaretz. That's not right. Bring it to a Talmud Chacham and you'll get some Shira.
Because he's saying he's going to give you a bracha.
I don't know if he's going to give you a bracha.
Sounds like, no?
He says over here, it says it would be Megale Torah that's in their heart. Ki nichnas yayin yatsa sod. That's what Ein Yaakov says. Okay? Shnemar, like it says, Aleichem Eishim Ekra. Vamer Brechya Imroa Adam Shatora Posekes Mizaro. If someone sees that Torah is leaving his children, Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham. He should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. Shinemar, Im Yadkin Ba'aretz Sharsho, right? Uba'afar Yomos Gizo, Mazriach Mayim Yafriach, Va'asak Tzir Kamo Nata. A pasuk asks a lot of the Rishonim, there's a Gemara that says that you should always marry a Bas Talmid Chacham. And over here it says, if you see your son's not doing well, marry a Bas Talmid Chacham.
Doesn't say he's not good to have two wives.
What?
Doesn't it say he's not good to have two
yes.
wives?
Yes.
So here, this would be the exception.
Right.
Why do you think you're not married already?
I'm just telling you what the Gemara says. Yeah, if you see your son, all them Roa Adam Shatora Posekas Mizaro. The son's not learning Torah. Yisa, it doesn't say that he should marry Talmid Chacham, Bas Talmid Chacham. It says you should. You should marry Bas Talmid Chacham. But the Gemara says you should always marry Bas Talmid Chacham. So listen to this answer. There's two answers. One answer is Josh's answer. What it really meant was, have him marry Bas Talmid Chacham. You already married Bas Talmid Chacham. Have him marry Bas Talmid Chacham. That'll help him. That's one answer. The other answer, but that's not him. That's not what the Gemara said. We have to change it to say that, right? The riff, not the riff, the riaf, the one of the mefarshim on Ein Yaakov, he says an unbelievable thing. He says, the Gemara there in Pesachim doesn't say you should marry a bas talmid chacham. What it says is you should marry a bas gadol ador, and if you can't find that, then marry a bas talmid chacham. Okay? So you already married the bas gadol ador. And then you have a son who's not, now you take another wife who's a bas talmid chacham. You gotta strengthen up the household over there. That's what it says. No, I said I'm sorry. The Gemara says first to marry Bas Talmid Chacham. If you can't find the Bas Talmid Chacham, then marry the Bas Gadol Ador. So you did that. You married the Bas. Here, the Talmid Chacham is better than the Gadol Ador's daughter. You married already the Bas, but the Bas Gadol Ador because you couldn't find one. Now you go better find one. Okay. Now this is a very strange Gemara here. Very strange Gemara. Next coming up, it says V'yantif ha'yosel ha'ovav. Fine. That they would escort the Kohen Gadol home. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'is b'Kohen Gadol Echad. There was once a Kohen Gadol that this is clearly in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. Shiyatza mi Beis Hamikdash. He was leaving the Beis Hamikdash. Vayu azle kuli alma basrei, and everybody was crowding around him. Yom Kippur's over. We got a kapara. Fantastic. Kiven de chazin l'shmai v'avtalion, but then everyone saw Shmai and Avtalion, who were the real Gadol Hador. This Kohen Gadol could have been some Tzeduki Am Haaretz who managed to survive the day. But he was not anything special. This was Shmai and Avtalion. They were the real deal. Shavku l'diei v'azli basa v'shmai v'avtalion. They left the Kohen Gadol and they went to go greet Shmai and Avtalion. Lasof, asa Shmai v'avtalion le'ifterei minei to Kohen Gadol. So Shmai and Avtalion went to go say hello to the Kohen Gadol. Amar lahon, and the Kohen Gadol says to them, the Kohen Gadol says to Shmai and Avtalion, who, by the way, it's a machlokas if either they were Gerim or they descended from Gerim. Yaisid b'di Amin l'shalom. The b'nei Amamin, like you Gerim, you're from some other land, you're from some other people, should have peace. Like an insult. He insulted them. So Amri lay, so they answered back the same thing. Yaisid b'nei Amin l'shalom. You also should get peace. However, you're also like a foreigner. The avdin uvda the Aaron. You did the job of Aaron, 100%. You did everything you're supposed to do. But v'lo yaisi bar Aaron l'shalom. But you don't behave like Aaron, who was a man of shalom. Right? D'lo avda uvda the Aaron. Because you didn't do what Aaron did, behaved. You didn't behave like Aaron. Says Rashi in the first skinny line. Sheho nisanu onas devarim. Because you insulted us. Onas devarim, you insulted us. You called us b'nei Amamin? What kind of insult is that? V'amar mar. Lo ono ishes, lo tano ishes. You don't want to do that. You don't want to insult me. You don't insult people. But oz devarim akasa v'daber. Im haya ben gerim lo yom lo zechar ma'as avosecha. You're not supposed to dredge up the past of the past. You're not supposed to do that. That's what you did. It's an insult. What's the point of the story? What's the point? That the Kohen Gadol was insulted them. It's a difficult story. Okay. Next. This Mishnah maybe could have been the first Mishnah of the Masechta, perhaps. It doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong anywhere. I don't know what it's doing in this Masechta. Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Bishmona Kalim. The Kohen Gadol wore 8 begadim. The head yot, Barba. And the Kohen had wore four begadim. Kisones, the pants. No, kisones is the shirt. Mechnasayim, pants. Mitznefes, hat. Avnet, belt. Mosif alav, Kohen Gadol. In and onto the Kohen Gadol is the choshen, the ephod, the me'il, and the tzitz. Right? So, I don't know why, but the opening line of the Mishnah is redundant. It says, Kohen Gadol, b'shamesh b'shmona kelim hedda ba'arba ba'arba. It could have said, the Kohen Hedda wears four, Mosif Kohen Gadol, the following four. But it starts off, the Kohen Gadol wears eight. Like, what's the point of that? Why does Mishnah say that? I don't know. Be'elu nish'alin be'urim v'tumim. With these, you ask the urim v'tumim. Ve'ein nish'alin el lemelech. Who could ask the urim v'tumim? You could ask the urim v'tumim something. Like, what are the lottery numbers? No, you couldn't do that. Who could ask the urim v'tumim something? Melech, ulav bezdin, ulamisha tzibur tzarech bo. Melech, abezdin, important people, or a national issue. Right, not your petty issue, a national issue. Okay. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, it's also complicated. Dvarim shenemar behen sheish. If the Torah ever calls something sheish, sheish doesn't mean six. Sheish means pishton. Okay? Which we would say today is linen, a linen garment. Right? So dvarim shenemar behen sheish, if it says sheish, chutan kafel shisha. Each strand had six, each thread was comprised of six strands. Okay? That means that, that's what it means.
Does a kafel mean like double over?
Yeah, kafel shisha. So it's 12. It's 6 times 2. Right? Chudin kafel shisha. It's 6 times 2. Mosh zar. If it says the word mosh zar, which means some kind of spinning, some kind of... It's shmona. It's 8 times 2. So me'il shnei masar. The me'il was 12. Why was the me'il 12? Because the me'il was made out of only one thing. It was just tchelas. So it's 6. Each thread was 6 times 2. It's very thick. Peroches esrim v'arba. The peroches was 24. Why 24? Because each thread was made up of 4 threads. And then each one of those had to be 6 times. So it's 24. Which 4 threads? Tchelas argamon telas shani v'sheish. So each one is 6 times 4, so it's 24. Choshen the ephod, the choshen and the ephod was eshem shmona, 28. Why 28? Because it was 4, and each one was 7. Why was each one 7? Rashi says, kol chut shel kol min shebo kafel shmona. That's by the shmona. Val pichesh ben zeh, me'il shekulo min echad, kaflo kachuta kaflo yudbeis. The me'il is 12. Peroches, chuto kafel, chavdalit. Shekol min sheba, kulon yachad. The kulon mafarish lekon. We're going to explain each one. So why was the choshen ve'efod? The answer is because there was also gold in there. That was always gold. So it really should be 20. It really should be 6 times 4, but really it's an extra one because of gold. Chuton kafel shisha minalan. How do you know that each thread was spun with six threads? Damar kura, because it says v'yasu es hakisones sheish is 1, ves hamigbas sheish is 2, ves pe'erei hamigbas sheish is 3, v'chmisnei habad is 4, sheish mashzor is 5, chamisha kroy ksivi. It says 5 times. Chad legufe. One is to teach you the kitna that it has to be made at ninu, that it nave. That it had to be made out of linen. V'chad sheichud and kafel shisha. And another time it said it was to tell you it's spun 6 times. V'chad, and another time, shehe shezurin. That it should be shezurin, which is another kind of spinning. What is shazurin? How do they translate shazurin?
Twisted,
right. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. V'chad, l'sha'ar dvarim, and number four, for the other begadim, shalom erbehen sheish. That if it doesn't say the word sheish, it also spun six times. V'chad, l'akev. And the fifth time means, if you don't do it, it's not called a beged. It had to be done. My mashma dahai sheish kitnahu. How does the word sheish come to linen? Sheish means six. Where do you get the linen from sheish? Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Damarkra, bad. It says bad. Davar ha'ole, minakarka, bad, bad. It means something that grows from the ground, bad, bad, which means straight. Straight? What is bad?
Stalk.
Rashi says, ha'pishtan va'akanvus, ein lahem badim, va'anafim ke'etim, el olim. It doesn't have any branches, just in stalks. Right? It only comes from the inner one. So that's what it means. It means linen, which comes from flax. Ve'ema imra, maybe it's wool, which also grows like that. No. Imra aftzule miftzula. The cotton, what did I say? And not wool, I meant cotton. Imra's cotton, no?
No, wool.
The wolf, how could it be wool? Wool comes from a sheep.
He said, but the fiber itself is single.
No, what does it mean, wool? Wool.
Fiber.
Oh, I see. So the answer is no. Imra iftzule miftzula. It's like spread out. So it's not bad.
Splits.
Kitna lo iftzule miftzal. And the linen doesn't split. So kitna agav likufza miftzal. Oh, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Imra iftzule miftzal. Kitna iftzule miftzal. It does split. No. Kitna agav likusye miftzal. It only splits because it gets very hard. It's not a natural kind of splitting, and therefore it doesn't count. Ravina Amar Mehacha. Ravina says another vart. It says, Pe'ere pishtim yiyu al rosham, u'michnase pishtim yiyu al mosnehem. So therefore what? What do you see from here? It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. That Pe'ere pishtim yiyu al rosham, u'michnase pishtim yiyu al besaram, and the Pe'ere means the hat, and the Torah said, Pe'er mikvos sheish, so we see from here that it was made out of sheish, and Yecheskel's mafarish, that sheish is pishtan. So the Gemara says, Amale Rav Ashi, Hamakami Dasi Yecheskel Man Amra, but till Yecheskel came along, how did anyone know that? Till Yecheskel came along, how did you know that? Only Yecheskel explained it. What about before Yecheskel? So, L'tamech, what kind of answer is that? Ha, Damar of Yechista, Davar Zem, Mitaris Moshe Rabbeinu Lolamadnu, V'divir Yecheskel Mabuzi Lamadnu. There's another time where the Torah doesn't say a word, and Yecheskel said it. What's that? Kol ben Necher, Aral Lev, V'Arav Basar, Lo Yavo El Mikdashi. If anyone has a Aral Lev, meaning he has Hashkafa issues, or Aral Basar, where's that Bismila? Doesn't have a Bismila. I don't know what Hashkafa issues, what does that mean, Aral Lev? I don't know what that means. What don't you have? What do you have an issue with? Whatever it means, Aral Basar. Guy doesn't have a mila, he can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So before Yecheskel came along, how do we ever know that somebody without a Beis Mila can't come to the Beis HaMikdash? Where does it say that? Ella, the answer is, Gemari Gemirila. We had a tradition about it. And Yecheskel came and wrote it down. Hachanami, Gemari Gemirila. We have a tradition. And Yecheskel came and wrote it down. It's so funny that the Gemara only says this about Yecheskel. It's a few times this appears. What about we learn things from Rus, about Kinyonim, all these things. We learn these things from all these other sources that are not in the Gemara. Not many things. A few things out there.
Yecheskel talks about
the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash. Everything else is just not right. Now, Mashzor Shmona Menalen. How do you know that Mashzor means eight? Dechsev, it says, V'yashu al Shulei HaMe'il. They put on the hem of the me'il, Rimone Tchelez V'argaman Tolas Shani Mashzar. V'yolef Mashzar Miperoches Tzegzer Shava. Ma'ala Halon Esrim V'arba Afkan Esrim V'arba. And since the kicker is, since the Rimonim were only made of three chutim, which is Tchelez V'argaman Tolas Shani, obviously it had to be eight. 8 times 3 is 24. Davikol chad v'chad tamani. Each one was eight. So v'neilach michoshen v'eifod. Have it learned from the choshen v'eifod, which also had gold in there. Ma'alahal anesem v'shmona. Afkan anesem v'shmona. Maybe it's 28. No. Donin davar shlonem bozav. V'davar shlonem bozav. Doesn't say zav. Lafuke choshen v'eifod shenem bozav. Choshen v'eifod said zav. Adrabah. But isn't it much better? Donin beged mi beged. Compare the me'il to the choshen. She puts begadim. Lafuki peroches to olhu. The peroches is not a beged. It was just a curtain. So why are you comparing curtain to beged? Compare beged to beged. Ella donin mi avnet. Rather, we're going to learn from the avnet. V'donin davar beged davar davar shlonemar bozav. And we're going to learn from the avnet about something that doesn't say gold. Mi beged v'davar shlonemar bozav. Again. Vein don and davar she'ein bozav, davar she'yesh bozav. The fact that the choshen had gold, that means it's not a comparison to anything. Rav Mari Omar, ta'asenu k'siv, ta'asenu l'zeh. When it says ta'asenu by the choshen, it means only for the choshen. V'lo l'zacher, nothing else has been made this way. Only the choshen made this way. So it can't be a model for anything else. Rav Ashi Omar, v'asisa k'siv, but it says, Rav Ashi Omar says v'asisa k'siv, she'ukol asios shavos. All asios have to be the same. V'hechi nevet, what do you mean they'd be the same? Nevet tlasa, v'hechi nevet, nevet tlasa da asara, asara, havelo tlasim. If you're going to, what do you mean the same? If there are three threads by the me'il, it's going to be 30. If you make it 10, it's going to be 30. Nevet trade the tisha, tisha v'chad da asara, you're going to make two 10 and one 9. Amar kwa vasisa shavos. You should, she, amar kwa vasisa, she call asios shavos. It has to be all the same, and therefore, in order for it to be all the same, it has to be 24. Okay, we'll stop here by the mill, the bottom line. It keeps on going. Each bag is going to do that. Okay, so we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.